ready? Are we ready? Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today and any day, any hour that you can spend some time with me. I greatly appreciate it. And I hope you have a great day today. Oh my gosh, it got so hot yesterday. Couldn't believe it. We're finally starting to get some absolutely gorgeous, perfect weather. Don't you love it? Get out and about. Don't wait until, was it June 2nd, June 3rd? Hey, speaking of getting out and about, Saturday will be another Freedom Rally in front of the state capitol in Carson City. I hope I see you there. I'm hoping it's going to be a great turnout. For all that we've seen happen in this state and all of the things that are still coming to light, which I'll bring to you in just a second. Like, why is the United Arab Emirates involved in COVID testing here in Nevada? Well, I guess it's all in who you know. Imagine that. 884-9910, that's our talk and text line. Monica at 991fmtalk.com, my direct email, which I'm going through right now. Sorry, got a little bit behind. Also, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. A lot of talk going around about social media and the president and his executive order. It's the president. He tweets. Get over it. Sometimes it's just a distraction for him. Other times, I think he's just messing with people. But here's our question for you today at 991fmtalk.com. Who should be held responsible for the content and control over social media? You know, the Twitters, Instagram. I mean, it's they're all controlled by the same people. When you go onto Instagram, that's what controlled by Facebook, I believe, or Google or one of the. I mean, they're all tied in. They all control what you want to put out on the internet socially. So far we have FEC. Anyone that participates in mainstream media is an idiot. Okay, I've been not talking about mainstream social media. Sorry, my microphone was blocking my screen there. Mainstream social media. You know, you put things out there, and they're out there for everybody to see. Are there people out there doing bad by putting out misinformation? Of course there are. But guess what? That's no different than the newspaper. That's no different than the newscasts you get at night. No different than the rags you buy at the checkout counter. Oh, let's see who looks great in a bikini and who doesn't this year. It's all of the same garbage. Unless you do some fact-checking for yourself. And now, even fact-checking, you just can't. You just can't abide by. Don't get caught up in places like Snopes. Before you do that, why don't you try looking at who owns Snopes and who donates to them, where they get their funding from? That's the way it works. So I'd love to have your opinion on it. That's the nice thing with that other button. You just click other and You can put in there what you want. But remember, we are monitoring it, and any vulgar language will be removed. We have a guest today, Ricky Ortega from Lyon County will be joining us. Because remember, it is all about elections. And I was trying to find a specific email here that I was looking for, but I will just have to go with generics. But I received an email, and I've changed my mind. Let's put it that way. It's a woman's prerogative, remember? People have been bugging me and bugging me for my list, my recommendations. Who do I vote for? And I contacted a few people in Douglas County, contacted some people in Carson, and so I was putting all these different lists together for the different counties. And then I stopped. Why? Because it's not up to me. It's up to you. I tout personal responsibility all the time, so why then should I baby you, protect you, enable you? You have to do your own research. You have to do your own research. I'm not going to do it for you. So I took my lists and I deleted them. Carol Feinberg, she hosts the bi-weekly conservative talk lunch. She has a list. Chuck Muth has a list. You can find them out there. But until you actually research somebody, search their name, get hooked up with DuckDuckGo. It's free. I just recommend them over other sites because, well, you're not tracked and what you're looking at is safe. So put in the names. See if they have Facebook pages. See if they have online pages. A number of candidates have webpages.com sites. I am seeing a continuous problem, though. Every day, every election cycle, we have more and more candidates who do not fill out any information. They don't fill out the different party questionnaires. They don't fill out groups like Politico or Ballotpedia. They don't fill out their questionnaires. If you're not willing to fill out a questionnaire, then why are you running? If you're not willing to tell people what you think and what you believe in and stand behind it, then why are you running? I had Caleb go after me on air the other day, calling me a rhino. Why? Well, because I support freedom of choice. That doesn't mean I'm not pro-life. I am pro-life. But I look at freedom of choice as the government should have absolutely no say in what we do as people, as human beings, with our bodies. That is not the role of government. That is the role of a person and their physician. Now, physicians, well, they do a whole oath of do no harm. So, we leave it up to them. I'm anti-government on a lot of things. we should not be putting money into Planned Parenthood. Any money whatsoever. Oh, it's women's health care. Okay, then we need to fix the health care system so everybody can afford to go get whatever they need to get. We need to get money out of government. And until I see politicians actually doing that, I'm not going to be a happy person. But that's okay, because actually a few listeners like it when I'm not happy. Because that's when I complain more. So just a thought there. But we need to do more on investigating the people that we have running for office who we are giving our vote to, our voice, because that's exactly what they are supposed to be, our voice. Going back to the poll question, yesterday's poll question, Senator Tom Cotton, gotta love that man. Boy, I'm going to start following a little bit more of what he does and what he brings out, because he's the one that actually, in my opinion, got the ball rolling on the public knowing about the Chinese virus, knowing about the Wuhan virus. And boy, did he get criticized for putting that out there in the public. Love it. Well, he's saying now that states that give payments to illegals shouldn't get stimulus money. Do you agree? 88% of those participating in the poll. Actually, I'm going to give it a 90%. Say yes, they shouldn't get any money. And 10% say no. Because we got a quick little email from Tyra this morning. Oh, my finger clicked. It slipped on the clicker. I hit the wrong one. We got you covered. No problem, Tyra. Thanks for the heads up, though. We love it when you participate in the polls, especially when we keep it open with other. Some people are intimidated about calling into the show. And that's okay. I get it. People might recognize your voice. People might recognize what you're saying, the information that you're giving. And that's all right. That's why we have a talk and text line at 884-9910, which I hope you always take advantage of, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We'll be back with more good stuff like, oh, how does a city in the middle of a complete shutdown, how does a city council vote to approve a budget that has no cuts? Well, we'll tell you. Coming up here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open. Talk and text at 884-9910. Got a special guest, Ricky Ortega, running for Lyon County Commissioner, coming up in just a few minutes. You can find out more about candidates by, well, listening to the show and talking to them. If you have a question about a candidate, find their information and call and talk to them. It's the best thing that you can do. Because you know what? You have this thing, and I'll go back to NCIS, I guess. Just like Leroy Jethro Gibbs. You got a gut. And when you're speaking with someone, or you're listening to someone, you have an instinct. You have a gut reaction about that person. What they're saying, how they're saying it. Trust it. Absolutely 100% trust it. So when you're trying to figure out who to vote for, trust your gut. But do your research and contact them. Call them up. See how they react to that. Because that is another indication of how they treat you when you just call them up. If you want to be a representative of the community and you want to be my voice, shouldn't you be happy that I called you and I contacted you? Well, of course. Don't you want to answer questions and listen to how people answer questions? Most questions, yes, no, and explain. Answering questions is easy. But as soon as you get into the realm of politics, all of a sudden it becomes difficult. People can't answer a simple question. They give you a complete runaround answer. Just like the governor in the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Love that movie. That pretty much says it all. I do the sidestep. I do the shuffle. And when politicians stop giving you that straight answer, you know it's time for them to be out. Because without straight answers, it's just all a bunch of bull. Well, you know. Plus, you need to make up the decision for yourself. I'm not going to encourage anybody to vote for or not to vote for someone who didn't sign the recall petition of Governor Sisolak. I know for me, personally, I will not be supporting my Washoe County Commissioner or my Assembly member because they didn't sign that petition. This goes deeper than just politics as usual when it comes to waiting, making sure more Republicans are elected in the next round. We vote every 2 years. Well, you know what? That's great. But just because we vote every 2 years doesn't mean that we allow tyrants to remain in office. We have to sue. We have to now, these lawsuits, blowing my mind. We have to sue just to get our governor and our legislators to follow the laws, to follow the constitutions, ours and the federal government's. We should not have to sue. They should be removed. It's that simple. Like a city council that votes for a budget for the upcoming year, knowing full well that businesses are closed. Still, some of those businesses aren't going to be reopening. Fortunes lost, savings accounts lost. For some people, unfortunately, hope lost. And yet, no cuts in the Reno city budget. What does that say about the people who represent the residents of the city of Reno? I know what it says to me. It says they don't care. And you should be calling them every single day. And you should be emailing them every single day. especially if you're still trying to get your unemployment. These people make a lot of money. A lot more money than you and I will ever see. And they are doing nothing to protect your interests, especially when it comes to financial interests. Because this is all just going to fall onto the backs of taxpayers. We'll raise the gas tax. We'll raise the casino tax. We'll raise the room tax. We'll raise this tax, that tax. We'll bump this fee up. It never stops. Unless you stop it. We've got a Fox News update right now, and then we will be back with our special guest, a politician. It's fun to talk to politicians and get into their minds. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
By typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Well, Election Day, primary Election Day, coming up very shortly. Do you still have your ballot? Are you still sitting on it? Are you waiting to cast those votes? Or do you already have it in your mind who you're going to vote for? Well, here you go. If you still have your ballot and you're going to walk it in, make sure you contact your county clerk and see how they want you to do it, or your registrar or voter's office, because every single county is different. They're not making it easy for you this time around. And we have to protect this election. We do. We the people. So please contact any of the Republican groups, whatever your county is, because they are looking for poll watchers. Poll watchers are desperately needed in all the counties. And in Washoe County, I know they break it up into like 2-hour shifts. So even if you can only spend a couple of hours, please contact the elections committees. Because even at just a couple of hours, you could be protecting thousands of votes, literally. So please, do it. All you have to do is search whatever county you're in, go to your registrar of voters. But it's important. And then it's even more important to tell your kids in your life, whether it be your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, your kids, of why things like this need to be done. Because we want to trust in people, but people will tell you whatever you want to hear to get you to trust them. That's why you have to dig a little deeper. And that's what we're going to do right now. For our friends in Lyon County, we have a very special guest with us today, Ricky Ortega. Oh, looks as though we lost Rick. So we will get him back on the line as soon as we can. Rick Ortega is running for Lyon County Commissioner. And we'll be back with him in just a moment, hopefully. If you have anyone you would like to get on the air for the political consultants out there or for the campaign managers, I know we're down to the wire. No, hi, Rick. We got you back.
Good, good. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I was getting a little worried.
Right. That's okay. We got you on. Actually, that's the important thing.
I was getting ready to text you or email you.
So, Rick, have you ever run for office before?
Never.
Why did you decide to run now?
Why? Because I read something in the paper, our local paper here, and it indicated that no conservative was going to run. And that just made me jump out of my chair, trot on down to the registrar's office and sign up. I later learned that wasn't necessarily true. It was erroneous information, but I understand. Sometimes you just don't have all the facts. But so I'm in.
Well, good.
I'm just a regular guy. I know you said there was a politician on the line. I don't know if that's me. But
well, as soon as you run for office, then you are.
I guess I am. And I'm in the fray. I'm committed. I've got my own money into the situation. I don't have any donors. I didn't ask for anything. And I'm out, you know, shaking hands, if you dare, and talking to business and talking to unemployed people and people of all backgrounds and faiths and beliefs. And I'm trying to so that's my platform. I'm out and about. I'm talking to businesses. And I want
right.
to know
Rick,
what's going on.
Rick, I got to ask you the first question that I'm supposed to be asking people for the constituency, and that is, did you sign the recall petition against Governor Sisolak?
Absolutely, and I heard your comments earlier. Yes, I did, and I want to add something to that. There's something going on. I've been talking to some of the businesses down there, especially in Smith Valley. Apparently, they were approached and dissuaded from even having those people with the petitions out front. And I don't know what that's all about, and I'd like to get to the bottom of it, and maybe somebody can enlighten me. They are terrified.
Here's the enlightenment. Well, you know what, Rick? I'm going to give you your time, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes of why stuff like that happens. But I want to give you your time to talk about why you want to be a Lyon County Commissioner, and what do you see that you could help change in Lyon County for the better for the constituents there?
Well, I think I can change a lot of things for the constituents because I have a desire. That's why I want to be a commissioner. I think I can do a lot of good for the folks here. I've got a interesting background. It's something a little bit unique. That background is varied. I have a lot of experience that I think a lot of other folks who run for office don't. I know what it is to be a businessman. I know what it is to be in the military and work with people. I don't know if that's, you know, and I got to tell you, Mr. Denny stepping down, I don't know why. He was appointed by the governor after the other commissioner passed on. But there are a lot of things going on in this county, and I quite frankly, I like it, and I want to keep it rural. And I think that's what, if I'm listening to the people correctly, that's what they want. And I don't know if they're going to get that from other folks. So
yeah,
I'm a clear choice.
For others, it's all about growth. And even though they throw the word smart growth in, that doesn't always indicate the case. If there was one thing that you could change in Lyon County right now, what would it be?
Oh, dear Lord. Well, I wasn't happy with the churches getting shut down. I wasn't happy with the Urington PD going to a church and warning them. Mm-hmm. I think that the mayor had a clear vision and shut it down and stopped that nonsense. The church, I would come out on favor of the churches more than not. I think that's the number one thing. That was a disappointing day in our little community, and Smith Valley too. They got a lot of pushback for staying open, holding service, and those things. So I think I want to take the bull by the horns on that one, and that would be my primary issue. Other than that, there's probably about 50 other issues I'd like to see changed as well.
Any contracts that have been signed that you'd like to see reworked?
Well, funny you would mention that. We were just talking to some employees today for Lyon County, and we were discussing the armory that's going to go to the National Guard Army that's going to go to the city of Urington. I don't know enough about that contract, but the city of Urington, City Hall, is going to move into that. Now, that's a city issue. and the state property for the National Guard Armory is a state issue, but it impacts our community because I understand that was a pretty vibrant National Guard Armory, and it had fixed maintenance bays, and it's in a prime location. So that contract is a little concerning to me. I've always voiced my concern about that, but that's not really so much at a county level that I could really comment it. But that's the one contract that really bothers me, and I wonder if it's the right thing to do.
That is a great topic to bring up. I hadn't even heard about that. So, you know,
that National Guard Armory sits right at the primary crossroads. And if you haven't looked at this valley here, being an infantryman, this is armor country. When I say armor country, this is where a great tank battle would take place. And I think that was a tank unit that was in that facility. And you can't, it's difficult to replace or repair armored vehicles. And they got two massive bays down there that are going to go to the city of Yerington. I don't know what Yerington is going to do with it. Now they're going to go ahead and remodel that entire facility to bring it to a city hall.
Boy, that seems like an awful lot of money being thrown at something that could probably a lot cheaper, easily be just built from the ground up. That redoing an armory for the city, that just doesn't seem to make sense.
Well, and I'm not against these programs for the military, you know, gives, you know, hardware and equipment, surplus equipment to you know, municipalities and governments. I'm not against that at all. I'm just kind of scratching my head at this one because it sits on key terrain. And I do not know the wisdom of the Nevada National Guard has really come into question in my mind.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rick, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you, and I wish you the best of luck on your campaign. How can people find out more about you, your background, what you stand for, and to just get a hold of you if they want to talk to you for a few minutes?
Well, I've got a Facebook page. I've got two of them. I've got a web page, Facebook page, and I'm always out and around. I do a lot of Facebook Live, and I'm going to probably have a meet and greet at Sherry's Stage Stop here this week to celebrate the fact that our businesses once again can go ahead and open their bars, open their restaurants. It's all about freedom.
Yeah, and, you know, it makes it kind of difficult to have that great drink through a mask. So, you know, there is a rally in Carson City on Saturday for the Freedoms of Nevada. So I hope you consider joining us there at 11 o'clock on Saturday in front of that big old state capitol building that we don't seem to have any control over right now. And what is the site of your website? What do people search?
Search for RickyOrtega.com.
RickyOrtega.com.
On Facebook. Yeah. I've been to your rallies before. The first one, I think, for the recall in Carson City with a couple of friends of mine, and Mark and Tom, and we all, they're from Gardnerville, and I met them in Carson City. We had a good old time. And like I said, if you have anything you can offer me by way of what the forces are out there that are keeping these businessmen from sponsoring the recall effort, I'd like to know. And by the way, Monica, before you go, I understand you're a Shasta Wolf.
Yes, I am.
Well, I hail from that same territory and refereed football over there for years, and I'm going to be refereeing football around here too. It's funny to see that you're from Reading, and I'm a big veterans advocate, and over there I was very involved with the veterans, and I hope to become involved with the veterans over here even more so.
Well, and I hope you do too. And I'm just one of those, you know, finally got out of California, and I'm still trying to rescue my family because we're all good conservatives.
Well, and I understand the concept. I'm trying to extract myself entirely from the situation. It's a little hard. I don't know if I'll ever get my family out of Nevada or out of California to Nevada, but I understand what you're doing, and I understand why. And California's lost.
Yeah, it truly is. Nice.
Yeah, so a lot to say about that. A whole lot to say about that.
RickyOrtega.com. Thank you, Ricky. Thank you so much for joining me today. And good luck in your campaign for Lyon County Commissioner. So there you go. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk!
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And I'm going to be bringing up a couple of things in the next hour about what we've been told and what we're going through with the shutdown and the coronavirus, this huge farce that people aren't getting into. And I know people hate it when I say that, but you know what? You're going to have to get over it, because death happens every single day. And I don't want to see anybody die from any virus. I don't want to see anybody get shot and killed in a homeless encampment. I don't want to see people succumb to injuries from a hit and run. But when you shut down an entire country, when you shut down entire countries, and you don't really understand the big picture of what's going on here, then I'm just going to keep throwing it at you. You know, you just keep throwing stuff in the wall, and hopefully something's going to stick at some point. Something is going to trigger you to say, oh, yeah, that does make sense. But first off, before we get to that, I want to address what Rick was saying in the last segment as we spoke to Ricky Ortega, who's running for Lyon County Commissioner. And let me tell you, all of the rural communities around Washoe County are just as important as Washoe and Clark County. Even more so, because you make up the heart of Nevada. And that's what a lot of people are trying to do, is squeeze you out, so you have no voice. I'd like to see the option being brought up about an electoral college just for the state. Is that something that could help? I mean, we look at it for the country, because we want to make sure that New York and California don't control all the elections, which, of course, they're trying to change. But maybe we need to fix something here in Nevada that Clark and Washoe County don't control absolutely everything, because we see what we're getting out of it. The complete squeeze of the rurals, and in some cases, the punishment. Because it's going to come down even harder. I mean, you already got your diesel taxes and your water meters, thanks to Governor Sisolak. But here's how this works. It's politics. Whether you want to play the game or not, if you're a business owner, you have to. And a lot of people are just realizing that when Governor Sisolak came along and Mayor Sheehy came along and said, you know what? For the health and safety of our community, I need you to close your doors. I need you to shut down. I need you to stop doing what you're doing for the sake of our community. It's only going to be for a week. A week? It's only going to be for a couple of weeks. It's only going to be until the end of the month. It's only going to be the middle of next month. It's only going to be until the end of the month. And then it just keeps dragging on and on and on. February, March, April, May, June. How does that 2 weeks, 14 days, turn into 5 months and maybe even longer? Well, it will be longer to get back up and running for some of these companies. People being required to wear masks? people having to have their temperature checked? You know, it's a good thing that, well, maybe it's not a good thing. I was going to say it's a good thing that they have those, you know, quick little automatic testers now for your temperature, but maybe we should just start taking people's temperatures the old-fashioned way, or at least make them do it that way. And drop your drawers in protest of this and say, okay, take my temperature. I'm not going to go anywhere or give my hard-earned money to anybody. Stores included. And you know how I love to shop. If I have to wear a mask. Because it is about control. It's about controlling you. It's about controlling your life. And it's also about controlling your health. So, Governor Sisolak, maybe this is just another way he's punishing all of us for trying to recall him. We'll be back right after this.